specific book. Fuck the Constitution, stick to fuck the rules of them. Warfield, Nelfield, Barnafield and Panafield. Lots of local stories that you may never ken.
Hi, I feel like you know it's me, Alan Smith. We'll be publishing stories out of the newspaper on Thursday, May the 25th. So, front page of paper today is a pretty horrible thing, to be honest with you. It's just a bit of money to killed. My friend Dice a few months ago, so there's nothing else on the front page. Just a bit of money. This says Northeast mum of two was murdered after a brutal attack. Evil killer Reese Bennett jailed for 24 years as Judge Branham Farrell in the family's tribute to deeply loved partner, mother and daughter. And, well, you know, this is probably the most horrible headline I've ever had to read out, but this is what it is. It is a picture of the money and the depraved monster who raped total stranger Jill and burned her alive with a... it's an absolutely awful story. But that's how there is in the front page with open. I think the ends and outs of it. But, you know, to be honest, I think 24 years is long enough. And, well, being totally honest, can I waste our time keeping somebody like that, I would say. But such is the justice system. Now, here's our kitchen worker today, Gordonson, ran their cars off the road. So, Dinner Wifey, at one of the country's most prestigious private schools, ran either cars off the road during an unsafe overtake on the A96, a court heard. Gordonson kitchen worker Eliza Monart misjudged the manoeuvre on the Inverness to Aberdeen Road and caused four cars to make emergency stops and two of them to swerve onto the verge to avoid a crash. The 51-year-old failed to stop, instead flashing the hazard lights of her red Mazda MX-5 as if by way of apology, Elgin Sheriff Court was dealt. So Fiscal Deputy Sharon Ralph said the incident happened about 20 by 8 on March 8th last year near Mostodloch. Both witnesses performed emergency stops and swerved their vehicles towards the verge to prevent a collision with the oncoming vehicle, she said. Both also observed the vehicle at the front of the line of traffic also had to swerve and brake to avoid a collision. One noted the vehicle to be a red Mazda MX-5, which flashed its hazard lights as it passed, as if to apologise for the overtake. So the other road user reported to the bobbies and she was cautioned and charged. She was originally charged with dangerous driving, but she pled guilty to just careless driving. Her defence agent said that she was a confident driver, but she considered herself to be a careful one. Other cars had overtaken a slow-moving vehicle, and so she tried to overtake, but it was going faster than what she thought. But, the court was told that she needed a licence to continue her full-time job in the kitchens at Gordonson Junior School near Elgin, for King Charles Gate, obviously, and owing to public transport being not available. So Sheriff Olga Pasportnikov, Pasportnikov handed the wifey of Suter's Lane, Keith, four penalty points and a £500 fine. So, well, there you go. I think it's lucky I said a wifey judge, maybe, but I'm going to say diddly squat about the wifey drivers. Nope. Now here's a Toons post office moves to a shoe shop. So as a Stonehaven post office has relocated to the Toons shoe shop to ensure residents can still access services. Operated by the postmaster for Inverbervie, the post office is now based in DE Shoes in Evans Street. The service was previously based in M&Co and it's a temporary outreach service back in July last year. But the clothing branch was closed last month, so they're not left to be anyway. So residents in Aberdeenshire too have experienced many issues accessing postal facilities following the closure of the largest branch in 2020 due to the postmaster's resignation. So customers were left with one local alternative at the Copey store and petrol station, so that's a bit of a off of the centre at the walk in Stonehaven almost. But But after long queues were seen during a Christmas rush in December, the setup was deemed unsustainable. Well, the post office is high hoach in you know, December, but the rest of the time it would have probably coped okay. Yeah, I would say. The post office says it hopes the DE's relocation can safeguard services in the form of an outreach branch. It will continue to operate the same opening hours on Thursdays and Fridays for 10 till 1, and there's no change to the services available. Well, this relocation was made quickly to ensure services continued. The post office is seeking feedback. They can share their views until July the 5th. They can also have a say via the consultation online at postofficeviews.co.uk with the code 030470. And you can email submissions to comments@postoffice.co.uk. If that is your thing, and I'm pretty sure a good helica folk for Stonehaven will be doing just that. But, you know, it's not a good thing for the post office. If there's no post office in a wee village or town, it's quite often the hub of the whole place again. So in a place like Stonehaven, I mean, that should be something. An afterthought at a petrol station. So we'll see if it's a feedback as to the post office, but well, the listen, that's the thing. I'd hear my doot. Now here is a class full of jokers that won the Beano Award for funniest gag. So a year 5 class has celebrated a one of a kind moment after being recognised as the nation's funniest by the Beano comic. Pupils from class Indigo 1 at the Grizzly Beauville Primary School in Eastwood, Nottingham, won the Beano's annual Britain's Funniest Class competition. The students have been immortalised by the comic, with each student drawn by Dennis the Menace artist Nigel Parkinson, and their winning joke featured on the magazine cover. The winning gag, which has earned the Funniest Class title, goes, "What happened to the math teacher's garden?" "It grew square root." Cue hilarity and laughter there. Or maybe tumbleweed. But anyway, Michelle Bates, head teacher at Grizzly Primary School, said the kids had an absolute blast crafting their joke and having it showcased on the cover of the Beano comic. "It's an extraordinary, one-of-a-kind moment. We're overjoyed to spread their hilarious joke far and wide, bringing laughter to the entire nation and eliciting countless morning chuckles." The school was among the many participants in the competition to find Britain's most humorous pupils, and jokes were whittled down to a shortlist of top 10. Voting open to the public, who could select their favourite from the shortlist. Jeepers, if it was the rest of them like that. And the winning gag earned 51% of the total votes before being selected as the winner by humour experts from Beano. So anyway, joking aside, pardon the pun there. Well done to them, and they all have a picture they all have on their Dennis the Menace jerseys, and it is a very good thing for a school, for a young kids in primary 5 to win an award, and I suppose there is some merit to that thing. But my own personal favourite this week is I've obviously spoken about the library shutting down, but obviously Bucksburn swimming pool shutting down now, so with somebody at the door in the night actually collecting for a Bucksburn swimming pool, so I give him a pail of water. Now here's the Emmerdale Stars are set for judging roles at Northeast Talent Contest. So stars for TV soap Emmerdale are joining the judging panel for a Northeast Talent show. Scotland's You Have Talent Grand Final will take place at the Leonardo Inn Hotel at Aberdeen Airport on the 9th of June. Heats have taken place across Aberdeenshire, and the 10 finalists, including singers and dancers, will now take to the stage to fight for the star prize. The winning act will perform at a sellout black tie ball the following evening as part of the Big Bash. The all-day event, previously known as the Emmerdale Extravaganza, is raising funds for cancer charity UCAN. Admission will be £5, donation to the charity at the door. The finalists taking part are Aidan Lean, Heath McInnes, Stuart Veitch, Kira Ritchie, Anna Lamb, Zach Laney, Nicole Dowsilis, Holly Watt, Archie and Ava Taylor, and the Latin Minis. The Inverurie Heat was won by teenager Stuart for his recently released a single titled A Long Way Home about bullying. The Big Bash has raised more than £2 million since launching in the North East 22 years ago. It will return to Inverurie this summer with a number of Emmerdale cast members for the soap expected to take part in the challenges in sports. Attendees will be able to enjoy table tennis and fitba at the Geary Sports Centre, while Inverurie Golf Club is hosting a golf classic teams competition. The cast will also be among the names taking part in a celebrity cricket match at Kellens Park. So, well, that's, you know, absolutely fantastic. And I came over the years that Emmerdale folk have not been shy at coming up and doing loads and loads of things for charity. So, you know, absolutely hats off to them. Brilliant that they come up every year and help with the local charities. And it, you know, this sounds like a really good competition they're going to be in. So may the best loon or quine or team win. But yeah, it might be a hard act, a hard thing to judge, but I'm sure they'll come to the right conclusion. Now just finish up with Sport as Normal. In the back page is Shin Spire Dawn Seal Continental Return. Aberdeen manager Barry Robson hailed his side as they secured qualification for Europe with a 3-0 victory against St Mirren at Pittodrie. A Leighton Clarkson free kick and a double fake captain Graham Shinney gave the Dons the win with the 3 points secured in a third place finish. Well, as we mentioned last night, because it was just finished, or just about to finish when I was Dean of Doric Express. So, absolutely fantastic achievement for Barry Robson and the team, and you know, well deserved third place finish. And he's hoping they can do themselves justice when they get into back into Europe. So, I'm sure they will. So, well done, and come on, Aberdeen. Now that's me done for today. Now it's a wee puckle series of today's Preston Journal on Thursday, April 25th, 2023. It's been another absolutely glorious day up in Aberdeen Saturday. Fine and warm, very pleasant indeed. And, you know, we're looking forward to more the same with the weekend, I think. So, here's hoping that is correct. But, yeah, this week has certainly been a vast improvement in foot we've had. So anyway, thanks very much for listening to this podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please make sure and tell a pal or somebody you can, or somebody maybe they don't even can, just tell as much folk as you can about the Doric Express. Tell them to follow us on Spotify, which would make them very, very cool indeed. And, you know, there's hundreds upon hundreds of all episodes to listen to. If there's a... you know, how they've missed any news from the North East in the last couple of years, so Doric Express is the place to find it at. In the meantime, thanks very much. Cheers now. Toodaloo.
Fuck the constitution, stick to fuck the rules of them. Wrong field, Nell field, man a field and battlefield. Lots of local stories that you made in a game.